Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast for all things decorating and style brought to you by the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Home Beautiful's managing editor, Katrina O'Brien.
And I'm Fiona Gould, Home Beautiful's style editor. Today, I am excited to share some of our top tips for styling a bed like it's come straight out of Home Beautiful magazine.
Oh, you're the right person to talk
to. Yes, you're in the right area. I love styling beds for the magazine. Playing with layers and mixed patterns and luxurious materials is just so much fun. And it's just really beautiful to capture on camera. It's a very fun one. I've definitely found quite a few tricks for making them look really polished and camera ready. So I can't wait to share them with you guys today.
Well, you certainly know how to style those beds up, Fiona. Some of the ones for our style forecast for 2020 were just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So what's your first tip?
All right. My first one is an age-old sneaky little stylist trick. Rather than steaming or ironing a quilt cover on an ironing board, wait until the bed is completely made and then just run your hot iron over the bed while it's made, just bits that actually need it. It seems a bit crazy, but you'll find that all the stylists and all property stylists do this, and it just gets it done and works so well. And you don't have to iron underneath, you know, just do the bits that are visible.
Well, that sounds good to me. I'm actually probably a bit known to do this for my clothes when I'm running a little bit late, just running a iron over my clothes on the bed, which
that is so
probably
funny.
Don't share.
I've even used a hair straightener on my like my collars and my.
Oh, have you?
Shoot.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do.
Another tip. Okay, I think a polished, crisp, wrinkle-free look is incredibly luxe and very five-star hotel, which I love. But I really do like that kind of alternative look and recommend going for like a linen sheet quilt cover that's meant to be a bit naturally crinkly.
Yeah.
And it looks a little bit messy. I think it's a bit more my style, and also it feels just more relaxed and textural. Yep. What's your next insider tip, Fiona?
Definitely add European pillows. Stand them nice and tall and proud, either behind or in front of your regular pillows, and they just make any bed feel more plush. They add more depth to the look of your styling, and they extend the height up as well, which is a really important thing for a bed.
That's great. And just to confirm the bedding for the bedding novices, a European pillow is that larger square-shaped one that's a bit more decorative, isn't it?
Yep, the big guy.
The big guy up the back. Another tip I've always loved from our stylists here at HB is to use a larger size quilt and cover. So, for example, if you've got a queen bed, use a king-size quilt. It hides the size of the mattress when styled and feels much more abundant and plush.
Yeah, it's one of those tricks. You don't realise how good it looks until you do it.
I think it's such a great idea.
Yeah, hides all the sides of the mattress. Definitely agree. And one more sneaky tip I'll throw in here is that on set, I'll often use two quilt inserts into one cover, especially for our winter issues, just so that the bed looks really extra plump and cozy. I know a lot of property stylists do this as well.
Okay.
Probably not so practical here for us in summer now, but I thought it might be interesting for you guys to know about that one too.
I suppose it's probably a good one if you've got a guest bedroom that doesn't get used or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, or if you are staging your own home for sale, it just makes the beds look super professional.
What is your go-to approach for styling the quilt, Fiona? Do you tuck under the pillows or fold the sheets down, the quilt down?
I think a layered look really is always best. It really adds to the bed. So for me, I will more often than not fold the top of the quilt over towards the foot of the bed by about say 30 centimetres. And then I'll do this maybe twice or even three times. And it just creates that really lovely folded mound that you get kind of a quarter, third way down the bed. And then I'll nestle all of the pillows and the decorative cushions behind that. And then often I will place a coverlet or a blanket on top of the flat quilt, but slightly kind of tucked under that fold. And it just plays on that really layered effect. And you can't go wrong when you do that.
Oh, sounding very professional indeed. Now, I know this is one of your pet hates when it's not done, so I'm going to mention it. You need to add a valance. Is it valance or valance?
I say valance.
A valance.
Please, God, do this. Yes.
Over that ensemble bed to hide that base.
Yes.
Do, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's some fab ones out there, not all frou-frou and frilly. They're sort of, you know, which we've had in the past. But Adair's, Sheridan, Pillow Talk have some great ones which just sort of follow that base around. There's no frills needed.
Yes, it's definitely necessary. If you're going to go to all the effort of styling the rest of your bed, just make sure you've done the bottom bit, for goodness sake.
She's serious here, people.
And also one tip I also want to share today is to not go too matchy-matchy with your linen layers. The beds that I find work the best are those with extra interest. So perhaps two different sheet colours, or the top sheet might be patterned and the bottom one is a plain colour. And your pillowcases could be different. Some could be plain, some could be patterned.
Nice.
So just don't go too same-same, or it'll feel a bit flat and a bit boring. So have fun with your bedding. There are so many amazing designs on the market at affordable price ranges as well. So there's just no excuse to play it safe all the time.
Sounds like a good idea. And I think it's a great place to do it in your bedroom.
Yeah.
So let's finish up on the popular question of cushion styling. We get asked this quite a lot here at HB, Fiona. So how many cushions do you recommend for the bed, and where should they be put?
Oh my gosh, we get asked this a lot, don't we? I think you can't go wrong with one of two options. Option one is the symmetrical look, which is more of a polished and sophisticated finish, where you would sit a cushion directly in the middle of your regular pillow, and you do this on both sides. So you've got two decorative either side, very symmetrical, very beautiful. Or just pick one or two cushions and sit them in the middle of your regular pillows. And perhaps I do always think that varying sizes works quite good here, or varying shapes. So maybe one is square and then a small rectangle one slightly overlapping this. It'll just create a really lovely depth to your whole look.
Sounds lovely. I can't wait to see that bed styled at home.
Yes.
When the fairies come and do it in our room. Well, that's it from us today. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like our podcast, do us a big favour and tell your friends about the Daily Home Edit.
Yes. And please rate, review and subscribe to our podcast in your app. It'll really help us out. See you later.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.